Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Marianne, did you hear Dean Richards? I know what you're going to want to watch this weekend, The Cuban. Do you know about this?
No, I don't know about it.
It's an on-demand movie, Louis Gossett Jr., a jazzy, salsa-dipped soundtrack, and the story of an elderly dementia patient bonding with his caregiver. Dean thinks worth watching.
I definitely want to see that, especially I want to hear the soundtrack.
I knew you would. So I know that you're big on making up these lists and talking to experts and then posting all sorts of interesting and informative tidbits on your website, savvy-planet.com. And today you're going to talk about this this list of ways to look better. And is this directed at me? Are you trying to change me? I thought you liked me just the way I was. Are you trying to tell me something?
First of all, yeah, let me tell you, you look great.
No,
all right.
I say that to all the guys.
No, I don't. But you know that we are all a work in progress, and I'm always trying to give you these good tips, you know, for looking good. And in fact, the Savvy-Planet .com website is getting a big makeover, and this is going to be posted there eventually, like maybe later today.
Okay.
But anyway, these are some tips. I got these from one of my favorite websites. It's called Fatherly, and they do so many interesting stories for men and about men. And these tips, I think these are tips that we can all use. Well, the shaving ones, women, you know, won't need those. But these are tips that are just easy to follow, and you end up feeling so good and so rejuvenated. So let's start off with the first one. It just makes logical sense. We should all do this. Use sunscreen every day, even in the winter, even if you're you're not planning to be outdoors. Because the SPF blocks the rays that are responsible for photo aging. So, you know, and it also slows down the rate of collagen breakdown. So you should wear sunscreen every day. Do you do that?
Yeah, but I don't think I put enough on.
Yeah, okay, because it's easy to think, well, I'm going to be in the sun today, so let me wear it today. But, you know, what they're saying is like every single day.
Yeah, but okay. We know about that. Tell me something I don't know.
Okay, go for a close crop. If you go short when you're getting your hair cut, it's a really easy way to transform yourself from dad to hot shot.
Oh, really? Well, who gets their hair cut? Nobody's getting their hair cut these days.
Right, but when you do, you know, like go short, because the longer strands only pronounce that you might be losing your hair. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I've got my dad's hairline, so fortunately, and he, you know, he always had a fairly decent head of hair his entire life, so hopefully that'll be me.
Hopefully, yeah. Okay, reduce the amount of gray. Okay, so a lot of people, a lot of guys, their beard and mustache area goes gray before their hair, you know, on their head does.
Yeah, mine did.
So, yeah, I think that's really common. So an easy fix is to use, there's a product called Just for Men's Control GX Beard Wash. And basically, you wash your beard regularly to reduce the grays. Now, I don't know what that looks like. I was even thinking of surprising you with that, but you don't have a beard. You just have, like, nubs,
stubble.
Growth.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Dave Ennett now. Dave should jump in here because he's got the beard on the morning crew.
Yeah, and it's, Marianne, it's white, too.
It's white.
And my hair is not, but my beard is.
Yeah, and then, you know, got, and Dave, you're a little like this, too. I mean, and my hair gets bleached by the sun, so it looks more, so it kind of hides the gray because it looks more blonde, but you can really see it in the gray. In the beard. What's not true?
That is not true at all. When you have gray hair, your hair does not get bleached by the sun anymore.
It doesn't?
Like, those days are over. No. Oh. Your hair gets bleached by the sun if you have, like, you know, no gray, and then your hair does get lighter. But when you have gray hair, it doesn't get bleached by the sun.
You know, in my bathroom, I've got that funhouse mirror, that special mirror. So maybe that's it.
Okay. So here's some more. Discover coconut oil. Remember when I begged you last winter to please use coconut oil all over your body?
Yeah.
Well, here's a study that says you should. It penetrates the hair follicles.
Wait, use it on your head? Use coconut oil on
your head?
Head,
but everywhere, yeah. So, but even on your head, it strengthens your you know, like the strands, and it locks in moisture. And, you know, just, you know, put a little bit on. So, but put it all over your body, too. I leave it in the shower for you, but I see that you never use it.
No.
Okay, get more sleep. Now, you know, that's like, of course, you know that.
Impossible. It's impossible. Yeah, you can talk to the boss about that.
Right.
I can get more sleep if they change the start time here of the show till noon.
Oh, that would be good. But, you know, that's when your skin, you know, repairs, your body repairs all the damage in the cells overnight. So, you know, aim for 7 to 9 hours a night. That's impossible for you. You break it up. I don't know if that's any better.
Yeah, I have a nap, but the experts say you need 7 to 9 in one stretch.
Right.
I get 9 hours of sleep if you count up the entire week total at the end of the week.
Yeah. Okay, so eat more fish. Make salmon and other fish a mainstay of your dinner, and also eat avocados, eggs, and olive oil. Now, do you think that was written by me? I think it was.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Okay.
You cook that up for me. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
that.
And then of course you skip dessert. We're not even going to talk about that. Okay, massage.
Can't skip
your
dessert.
Face. Massage your face, because you know how athletes use those foam rolls to, you know, for their muscles in the gym to like stimulate blood flow for recovering. Well, do the same thing for your face. All right. Maintain all of your hair. That means your ear, nose, and eyebrow hair as well.
You mean maintain as in clip? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Clip or have it, you know, a lot of times, I mean, like the best thing to do is to have your barber clip it, you know, but you can maintain it. But, you know, but if you just are the only one doing it, then some things look lopsided and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, take a cold shower or dunk your face in a bowl of ice water.
What?
Because, because it helps the blood flow on your skin surface and it gives you a firmer appearance. Okay, really quickly, because I know we're almost out of time, get a manicure. Okay.
I don't mind that. I don't dig the pedicure though. I don't like people
get a pedicure
messing with my toes.
You're killing me at night.
They don't. Hey, wait a minute. You can't say stuff like that. HR could be listening. All right, go ahead.
Moisturize at night, okay? So take advantage of the, you know, the process of resting and put moisturizer on your face.
Okay. Give me one more, unless you want to talk hockey here and then have Doc Emrick finish the tips. It's your choice.
Okay, here. This is something that would apply to a man, okay, only. Consider a single blade shave, all right?
I don't use a blade.
What do you use?
Just my electric shaver.
Right, that's a multi-blade razor. So they're saying don't use that, because even though that gives you a closer shave, it scrapes away more surface of your skin, and then it opens up your face to more irritation and dryness.
All right, so
that's a good tip, right?
Yeah, I'll take a few hours after 9 a.m. and get all this stuff together, and then you'll see me.
I'll post it on savvy-planet.com.
I'll be a new man by the time I come home. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay. See ya.